This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Episode 352, everyone. It's so good to be reading the Bible together, and I'm so glad Thomas is here to help us. Hey, Thomas, what's our chapter?
Luke chapter 22.
And the verses?
Verses 7 through 13.
Superb! Let's get started.
Then came the day of the unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare Passover for us, that we may eat." So they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" And he said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house to which he enters. Then you shall say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large furnished upper room. There make ready." So they went and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover.
Beautiful, Thomas. Thank you. The Passover feast had a special meal, the Passover meal, and Jesus was having that meal with his disciples. So there was Jesus and his closest friends eating a meal in the same way that people had done for many generations. Now, this meal was meant to be shared, something that was done in community. And that meal is still celebrated today with us as Orthodox Christians. But for us, it's the celebration of the divine liturgy and receiving Holy Communion together. Like the meal that Jesus had with his disciples, our liturgy is also something that we always do in community. And Jesus is always leading us. So thanks, Thomas, for reading. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.